Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And today we have a very, very, very special guest with us. Certified shit talker, host of the Says podcast, content creator, Poop Patrol inventor, BTS photography, videography, editor, behind the scenes, around the scenes, in front of the scenes, and my very close friend for over 15 years, Amber Wilcox.
Oh, welcome to the show, Amber.
You have to put my last name out there.
Well, and my phone is Amber Wilcox Sucker, but...
Yeah, but how do you know I'm proud of the Wilcox last name?
Okay, girl. All
right, so there we go. I am, though. I love y'all.
Yeah. So I've been asking her to come on for a while, and she's always made up excuses. She's probably a little bit scared of the fandom, but I was like, come on, we got to clean up my homophobic image. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was the, what do you call it? The witness for my marriage.
Yeah,
she was there. So she's not homophobic, but...
Not straight into it.
No, she's not. My friend's not homophobic, but I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Because can we get right into it, or y'all want to go into
our
week?
No, we have other stuff to
talk about.
I literally am just kidding. I have been asking Amber to come on here for literally months, and she always has an excuse. And I think she's just been nervous of y'all.
Yeah. Nah, because I will argue back with you motherfuckers. And that's the thing. I'm not that mature yet.
Same.
I'm up with age, but you know what I'm saying?
But
I'm
Amber,
still childish.
Yeah. Amber has also been around since the beginning of the podcast. She helped us figure out a lot of stuff with the pod because she has her own. So when we were first starting out, we were calling her for a bunch of stuff. So she is one of the people who helped make this possible because we really did not know anything.
I'm so proud of y'all.
Thank
y'all
you.
Making this shit work.
Yeah.
Y'all really don't need a guest. I just want to come on here and say y'all don't need a guest. I only listen for y'all.
When I have guests. She's been an avid listener too since
the beginning. I can read y'all up and down. So, you know, I could be like Saucy Santana in this bitch if y'all need like a gay stud friend.
We love Saucy.
I can do that. I can do that. But I'm proud of y'all. Y'all making this shit work.
Thank you.
So, congrats.
Thank you. We love
Angel.
You.
Happy
finally here.
Yeah. So let's dive straight in. First, we want to talk about a few things that we have going on because we have a lot going on. We have a lot coming up. And we are very, very excited to announce another tour date for y'all. Okay. Are y'all ready? Drum roll,
please. Kaden, get the drum roll.
He ain't got no damn drum roll.
Right.
But okay. So we are actually going to add Atlanta on April 5th.
Woo!
So if y'all are in Atlanta, tickets are now available, y'all. Go to that link. You're going to see Arizona, New York, and now Atlanta. We asked y'all if y'all wanted Atlanta or Miami, and we booked Atlanta first. So a lot of y'all wanted it.
So just to recap, we have Arizona first, February 23rd, 2025, New York second, March 7th, 2025, and now Atlanta, April 5th, 2025, and we will be doing two legs of the tour. So we are doing the first half right now, and then like around June, we'll be starting the Houston, Chicago, Miami verse leg of it. So yeah, go cop those tickets right now. All of the links are in the bio below. And we also want to give a special shout out to our photographers who shot the actual photo shoot for the tour pictures.
Yes, and you guys are going to see those today.
Yeah, so you will be seeing those today as well. So a special shout out to our photographer Seneca Williams and the makeup artist Tia Morgan. Mention Behind the Likes to get 10% off of your next photo shoot. And when I tell you, I was so like, I don't know why, but I was surprised when I went there because I'm like, okay, it's downtown. You know, downtown is always like hella
a little
sketchy.
Raggedy. Yeah.
So when we get there, the photo shoot was beautiful. I'm like, they have a makeup situation set up. They have a backdrop. They have it, everything is clean and organized. And I'm like, I love it here.
And easy to find.
And easy to find.
Which is a big thing in downtown.
Very convenient. Parking. I was like, oh, this is a situation. Like, I was like, I'm so happy. It was like I found a little gym. Like, a makeup artist on set and then literally photography. So
and then
it was
he was
perfect.
Quick. And, you know, I cannot sit through a damn photo shoot.
So it is 10% off. And they do have, we'll put the links to their bio and their websites, their makeup page. Photography page, everything will be in our description below. So check that out.
Also, we just want to mention something about our first upcoming show, which is Arizona. We did want to let you guys know the tickets are pretty much sold out, but we also wanted to let y'all know that Arizona is our most intimate setting. So it is a smaller show. It is not going to be like New York, which is going to be about 500 people. But, you know, we just think it's going to be a freaking just like it's just gonna
it's
be
gonna
a party.
Be a ball. It's gonna be a party. It's gonna be a ball. It's gonna be a party, and it is VIP for every single body. So that is going to
not
be
specifically because
not specifically
if you got VIP, you're gonna get your VIP,
but you're gonna still, you know, you're gonna still feel a part of the experience. So
yes,
that is our announcements for today. That is our week. Do you have any announcements right now, Amber? Since you wanted to interrupt and interject,
I thought you were cutting that out.
I might still.
Yeah.
No, but
so yeah.
continue. Oh my goodness. So the next thing, Amber, I already know that you watched this because Shai told me, because me and Shai were sitting at the house one day and we started watching the WAG show on Netflix.
Wife and girlfriends, just so y'all know.
Yes, yeah. Wives and girlfriends. As a former WAG, I have plenty.
I know, hopefully. No. I listened to the last podcast. You're potential WAG.
We're working on it, y'all.
Isn't Miami so great on that show?
Still trying to get my man back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's in Miami though, right?
He is not in Miami, but, and I will not be saying where he
is. No. But the show is in Miami.
Yes. So what were your thoughts about the show? Because I got thoughts about the show.
Yeah, I watched it. I finished it, too. I just finished it. Yeah, man. I watched it only for Sherelle. Uh-huh. And
why? Do you know Sherelle?
No, I don't. Okay. But I think she's a looker. Okay. And I like Ocho, you know. And she's a fucking bully.
Yeah.
She made herself look bad, and I feel like she's an EP of it, right? Or something like
and
that.
And that's what I was thinking too. We were thinking that. So I literally said
people
that.
People are scared to talk about
No, but she had a say-so in the editing process. I would hope so. And for her to go in and continue on with looking like the bully, it says a lot about her.
But they if they would have edited the whole thing, if she really edited everything, she would have no scenes, because pretty much every scene was on some bullshit.
How do you feel about the abortion scene though?
Okay, we have to take this step by step.
That was the scene that stuck out to me though. I was like, oh yeah, this bitch is over with.
No, so here, okay, so here's my first thought. I don't know if y'all watch, but if y'all watch, y'all please go watch.
Well, y'all, by the way, this is a segment on Watched and Read that I came up with that she wants to take.
Yes, but this is something we all watch, so this is good. And like, obviously, like I was like not super into it, but then I saw Keita was on it, and me and her follow each other on TikTok, and I was like, let me go, you know, check this out. I seen her promote it, whatever. So, and then you know, I used to watch WAGs way back when they had Miami. So the girl Ashley on this current WAGs was on the actual show WAGs a long time ago. The super beautiful, looks like Pocahontas. Her husband's name is Phil.
I think she's close with Sherelle.
I followed. I know the Tyreek Hill
that's
story.
Keita.
Yeah,
that's Keita.
Okay, okay. And Kodak Black, baby mama.
Yeah,
she's funny as hell. I love her.
We think MJ is funny as hell. Yeah. I saw somebody say she needs to be on Zeus. But she's funny as hell.
That mugshot was hilarious. Oh my goodness. She was just like, well.
And I'll do it again.
But no, so the Sherelle thing, the first thing that stuck out to me was how she treated Stoney. And how basically she was like, you know, I don't really mess with you because you had a video leak.
I watched that video
on you years ago.
Was it good?
Which, okay, we're not going to, that's fucked up.
Oh. Okay.
I know, but we can't talk about the girl done leaked. She done sued the man and won the money. She was like, it was like really like some messed up stuff towards her.
No, and hello. It was bad because she was crying. She was, it did affect her.
Hey, you saw that meme with a Joe Budden podcast and the dude was like, domestic violence is not right. And the dude was like, well.
He was like, oh, what are you classifying?
No. But it was just messed up because it's like, at the end of the day, how are you going to sit there and judge this girl for something that she didn't even put this out herself? Like, it was leaked on her. And then she's sitting up there judging about, and then she gets on the damn confessional talking about, the real problem I have with Stoney is because she's made more money than all of us. Why is that your goddamn business with that lady that did with her money?
And she said, and she blew it away. And my thing is, you throwing rocks in a glass house. Like, right. That shit, something is bound to break up in that house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just think that, like, it was just unnecessary. It was very much mean girl energy. And, you know, I personally met her before.
And she said she was real nice.
Hey, I'm going to keep it a buck, though. I would have never known who Stoney was if she never put that, oh, yeah, I was in that sex tape. I just watched the sex tape back when it dropped. That was a long time ago.
I only recognized her because she looks exactly like her daughter, who's Rick Ross's daughter.
See, I don't know.
So I was like, oh, that must be her mama because they look like twins. So I was looking at it like that. But she was real mean girl. And then, it was just so much. Honestly, what do you think about the Yes Jewels situation? Be honest.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Every time Yes Jewels came into the picture and she was just on her like negative energy, I felt her.
Do you think she was on negative energy?
Like she came? Nah, it was negative because
we both
you got to
say that she looked like she was going through something.
You got to come in and a neg. You got she they they posed her in the bad guy image and Once they did that, it's like, damn, all right, let's go with that. But when you sit back and you really analyze things, it's like, nah, bitch, because I'm finna sit up here and see if you said what you said.
No, yeah, and that was when we were watching it, we were like confused of how they were trying to flip the whole scenario. Yeah. Because how that scene even went down, bro, the girl was sitting up there yapping, talking shit, and then when they called her over, all of a sudden she didn't have a word, a peep to say.
It was very wild. It's just like, nah, keep that same energy.
Right,
we were mad for her. We were like, oh my God.
But Winter, as somebody that was on reality TV. Mm-hmm. You know how producers do that shit. She would have never known that they were sitting over there talking shit about her.
I'm sure the producers are like, have her come over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Type thing. Know? No, I know. But like, don't run your mouth when you're right here next to somebody and then get quiet. And then if this is something that you're so passionate about, which basically the girl sitting up there, she's a culture vulture and she's this, that, and a third. That's something that people are very passionate about. Have that same energy if you're going to sit there running your mouth in person. Facts. Because people get online and say shit like that all the time. And then all of a sudden... don't have nothing. Like, keep it, keep the energy if you're going to have it.
It was weird seeing, like, the backlash of it, and everyone was just like, I'm like, they must didn't know the real story, because I would have slapped the hell out of her, too. You got your hand that's in my face. Like, I'm like, that's I would have had the same exact reaction.
And then to paint her as, like, because she's violent and she's fighting. I really just think that they wanted to sit there and let her get punked by that girl. She's sitting up there with her finger in her face. You're not going to swat somebody's hand up out your face.
Uppercut, Caucasian.
And then you're going to sit there and, like, turn it into the whole, well, because she's a white woman, she can't be doing that, because if the police come, and it's like, okay, we could run that narrative and run it to the ground and make it into a huge thing. But really, at the end of the day, it comes down to she was disrespecting her. She put her hand in her face. She swatted that shit. They got to fight. And that's really like all it comes down to. All
right. So I'm going to be honest. So as a person that don't play that shit, I feel Jules. I feel her.
I think her name is Jules.
But as like, I do feel like she catered into that Karen thing too, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like you can, you know, it's like, and I could talk loud, like in a restaurant I could talk loud and be ghetto and all that, nobody gonna say shit to me. But if I'm a dark colored woman, look at this ghetto ass
and
bitch.
I was explaining and I was saying, I was just like, I can understand the perspective that they're coming from of like, but this is what they knew ahead of time. They knew that she said, they knew that she had that type of reputation, or like whatever she said that was online, they knew that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Y'all should have said you weren't comfortable filming with her if you really felt
from
that
from
type
the
of way.
But
you know
we need the drama.
Yeah, they need the drama.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but honestly, like, just like how you said, as somebody who don't play that shit, all of that's out the window. I've been in situations where it's like, I need to look classy and I'm around a lot of rich people and, you know, whatever the case, and I don't want to look like a hood rat. But also at the end of the day, you're not about to put your hand in my face and think that you're about to punk me. Yeah, like that just can't be.
I've been in situations as well where sometimes you do have to turn the literal other cheek.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
You do. There are some, like,
so you would let somebody put, you would not let that fly.
No, but remember what we said at the gala? I was like, we have to understand certain scenarios and situations. Like if you walk, if you see somebody that you'd probably have beef with and you in these situations, you have to understand and be like, all right, now is not the time or the place.
There's a time and place.
Right,
there's
a time
course.
And a place for everything. And like I said, remember we were talking about,
sometimes it's on site, bitch.
Yeah, and right. I was just about to say, remember when we talked about this, I was just like, it could be on site in this type of situation.
Right.
In these settings, there are settings for every single situation. She had no reason to be wagging her finger in her face. I would have been like, if you don't get your finger out of him, I would definitely preliminary.
And then they sit it right next to each other.
And then I'm like, if you don't, I'm very
some
serious
shit
when
triggering.
I'm saying.
Some shit
so
is
yeah,
triggering.
No, that shit is very triggering. I remember one time I got a finger did like this. Next thing you know,
I'm mushed.
Somebody mushed you?
Somebody mushed me. Next
I got mushed pussy. Too. I got mushed.
Yeah, wow. Both y'all?
Yeah.
I got mushed and I won. What are you talking about?
I got mushed and I got snatched away by security.
I will never forget when I had that fight in 10th grade, and you were on like, you were a year ahead of me, but you still went on the senior trip. And I got in that fight with the senior or whatever. Amber gonna call me and was like, did you fight? I was like, yeah, it's on YouTube. Go look at it.
She thought she was tight, y'all.
Remember? You don't remember that?
It was.
Yeah, it was her.
She's my class. She's in my class, so I'm not gonna shout her out. Shout
me,
her out,
and,
man.
And she wanna call me being messy, being like, so what you did?
So did you lose?
I love you, man. Y'all need you to know that. I appreciate our friendship. You're hilarious, you know what I'm saying? But I was a tall ass bitch, and for everyone.
But I don't be playing that either. But I do know there's a time and a place. Like I let her bully me for like 3 days. I let
who?
Like you know the girl. Oh. Like she was like picking on me for 3 days. But like I understand that there's times and places for every single situation to set it. And like I get what you're saying. And probably like she just felt like she could get away with that because she's white. Is what you're trying to say?
Was she white?
I thought she was mixed.
Who?
Yes, Jules.
She said she's Puerto Rican and Italian.
Yeah, she ain't no black in her. I don't know what the fuck you talking
but
about.
But I don't see, the only part of that whole situation that really made it a race thing was the fact that the girl was calling her out for her allegations online, which is like the culture vulture stuff. And that's one thing. You could be upset that white girls get braids. You can, you know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Some people care, some people don't care. But you can't you know, wag your finger in somebody's face and then try to make her be the villain.
Yeah, like, it's all about respect. Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
You can't put your, your hands in nobody's face. And then, like, honestly, like, I'm going to just say, because y'all don't know, like I said, I have watched Ashley on the original Wags, like OG Wags.
Which one is Ashley?
Ashley is, she's hella pretty. Her husband got the dreads. He's hella calm.
The corny looking nigga.
And she set up the girl.
I hate to say that.
He's not corny. I don't
Which
think he
one?
Looks corny.
The one that had, like,
he had the dreads twist that like penises. This. I don't think he's corny, but I think they're
no,
very
he can't
quiet.
Be corny, but he looked corny in the
Well,
walker.
I was disappointed personally in Ashley because I felt like in that whole, like, little Alexander Wang situation, they were bullying, the ganging up on the girl, and I'm like, the girl done said she had an abortion the same day. You knew she had the abortion.
That girl.
Yes.
That's when I was like, oh, this Sherelle is evil.
I'm like, she ganging up. She having her little team gang up. I'm
How
like,
do you
oh
feel
my
about
goodness.
Kids? That's like, you know, y'all.
Come on now. You know what this
that
girl.
That was wild.
And
that
apparently
was very
she
wild.
Had she had told her, like, no, come to filming, like, whatever. Same day having an abortion. Like, I mean, that's crazy as hell. Which you can't have an abortion and be
cool. It's three different types, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, y'all want to elaborate?
I mean,
we've elaborated. Check on other episodes.
Right.
But yeah, that's our take on it. So we have the social media question of the week. We have the social media question of the week. What is one thing men can do better than women?
Build. Shut the fuck up.
Build things.
I'm going to be honest. They can shut the fuck up. They'll let you have it.
What?
No, they can. They'll let you have
the right
it. Some
type
men,
of man.
I love a man that don't go back and forth with women.
Yeah.
As a lesbian. It's like, all right, bitch, go ahead and have it. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. I love that. But I love that response.
Is that what they, I mean, I guess so. I mean, I guess most men do. For the most part.
A
not
real,
this era.
Not the same, because I'm going to get backlash, but a real man ain't going back and forth with no woman. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and they ain't not going back and forth
well.
With no man because they know how that shit can go. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a level of respect that men have for each other, and then it's a level of respect like, hey, these women.
I think men, because men know more, like, you know, when men get into altercations, like, you have to think about that
a
little bit
there.
More. Women, you could, we might fight or something, but men, really, it's like, okay, you could really end up, like, unaliving each other.
Yes.
Like, you know, so let's, you know, keep it cool as long as we can, like, whatever the case. So, I would say that something that, look at us trying to be positive towards men.
Yeah, no, you should be.
I like that.
Because
I like
men
that.
Deal with a lot. As somebody that's in the masculine role in their relationship, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, damn, I'm so glad I'm not a man. Because, like, when I wake up in the morning and I got to think for two people, I'm like, wait the fuck. I'm not even thinking for myself right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, think for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a lot going on. Like, men have to wake up and deal with it. Like, I know I would be stressed if I was a man and I had to, and I was expected to pay my bills and my bitches. I'm like, God, damn.
You have to move in with me, baby.
I feel it when they be like, hey, shut the fuck up with your grandpa talking about grandpa took care of all the bills. He wasn't paying $2,700, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't. Motherfucker, it was fucking $200. Back then with grandpa, and he had two households that he took care of.
Right,
that's all I'm saying.
Two
so
or three. No,
yeah, give
kidding.
Give these men grace, but these ain't shit deadbeats, give them hell.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right, 100%. You know, we gotta love and respect the real men out there. You know,
every man ain't bad.
True. Also, random. This is not on the card, but a lot of people don't know that your wife is Olivia, who did Bad Girls Club, which
did
is a
she?
Link, a link between us, because when I first obviously came around Shy, I didn't really know that, and then obviously came around them, and I was like, oh, you did BGC too? Like, this is hella weird. Anybody who did Bad Girls Club knows that it's like this, like, unspoken, like, sisterhood, whatever, but a lot of BGC people do watch this, so that is her wife. But I was wondering, like, I don't know, because I did TV, so do you think that, like, dating somebody who did TV affected your relationship in the beginning at all? Like, was it weird? Like, people know her and, like, blah, 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 all of that?
Honestly, the only time it got weird is when we went through our little rough patch. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because we did go through one. We've been together for a minute now.
And I was at the wedding.
Yeah. 8 years.
Damn.
What? Married 7, married 8. I don't know. It's been a minute, goddammit. But, when we went through our rough patch, that's the only time it got weird, and I had to block that BGCT page.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
I
saying?
Know exactly which one you're talking about.
Because it's like, whoever you is behind that shit.
It's a boy, I think.
I guarantee you, when you come see us in public, you'll be like, huh? It's like,
right.
It's just so
always
fake.
Like
and then be like little kids and stuff, too. It's like, grow the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't really know me.
Right.
And I'm never going to say I'm going to put the pause on
you. So you were
on
blogs for the relationship at one point, on the BGC blogs.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, if Liv was with me, when she did that, like, if she even had the opportunity, she would have never done that shit. You know
oh,
what
like
I'm
done the show.
Yeah, I got with her after she did that. Like, I pulled up when she got into that little altercation at the
I didn't watch her season.
And you shouldn't.
But you know what's so funny? The reason why I was ever even on Bad Girls Club was because I auditioned for that season that she was on.
So what sister were you going to be with?
A fake best friend.
Exactly.
So, no, I have a sister. I really do have a real life sister. Yeah. But no, so me and my best friend were going to go on there and lie and say we were sisters. Mm-hmm. And then we auditioned for the show. And then we did not make the show. And then they called me back a year later and was like, we remember you. Will you come audition for the social media season? We remember you have followers. So I auditioned to be on Olivia's season.
You should have did it.
And didn't get, and wasn't on there.
Wait, so you knew, so you met her, you met Liv after she filmed?
She was out here filming. I met her when she was with the girl that she was on there with.
That she was on the show with. That she said was her sister.
Yeah, because I
knew really they was dating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew her through a mutual friend. That's and, funny. And we did not like each other at first.
Imagine kissing your sister behind the camera.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we eating coochie. But, yes, it be like that in the lesbian scene.
Did
sometimes.
They know they weren't together or no?
I don't think they knew, and then, like, it happened
after.
It was,
like, a huge secret.
Yeah, it unfolded during the season.
That's funny as
That's more of her story to tell. But if I wouldn't have had her do that shit.
Right.
It's like, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, for me.
And she's painted in a bad light, too.
Yeah. You know. I mean, for me, I think it was worth it for me to do it. Like, obviously, it has its pros and cons. Like, I do sometimes be like, I wish I never would have did that shit. But also, I'm like, okay, it did give me a platform for me to basically, like, change the narrative on what I had on the show. So, I mean, it, like I said, it has its pros and cons. But I do always wonder, like, people who have to date us, like, is it, like, you know, is it freaking hard? Is it weird? Is it confusing? Like, you know.
I know who my baby is, you know what I'm saying? She's literally the sweetest.
She is.
You know, and so if I was just to base her off of that show, I'd be like, this line, you know what I'm saying? Like, really? But, like, she is a Libra, so they do say they be
Libras,
like.
I love Libras, and I think Liv is an amazing sweetheart.
She is amazing.
She
She's
is a
sweetest.
Super sweetheart.
She
yeah.
Is.
We shout out
she
to
be
her.
Gaslighting me, but we ain't going to go off that. Nah, right. She do. She do. She do, because I smoke a lot of weed, and she be taking advantage of that
oh
shit.
Oh, my God. My ex used to do that because I have a really bad memory, and he would be like, well, you know you have a bad memory.
Right. And be
oh,
Shai's
done that to me,
no,
too.
No, it doesn't. Your memory actually pisses me off. I don't use it.
I really have a very bad memory.
It really actually annoys me, and her memory always goes missing when it be like.
No!
And I'm like, that makes no sense.
Let the memory,
it's selective
bitch.
Memory.
I really
be, like,
don't
so
have.
Annoyed.
Bro, I don't have. I swear
so
to
I don't
God, I have a
you.
Bad memory, bro.
I don't
I
remember
swear
what
God.
I give a fuck about.
No, I even things that I need to remember, I'm forgetting. But anywho, hot topics.
Hot topics.
Oh yeah. I got one.
What?
I don't mean to just cut y'all shit off, but I really wanted to talk about NLE Choppa gay baiting.
Oh, okay, that was that's perfect because that's the first topic.
Thank you, because. I was getting eat up in the comments, you know what I'm saying? Somebody called me dark little bitch and everything.
What? In our comments?
No.
Fuck no.
Oh.
In one of these blogs. I ain't going to post them up. But,
no, so what I wanted to do, I wanted to, like, give y'all, like, a showcase of Amber's podcast. Like, I wanted to call it, like, Amber's episode. And she was like, what type of lazy shit is that?
Yeah,
she
right. Bitch, put some effort in.
But no, because I wanted to show you how, like, Amber, like, runs, like, her podcast out and how she talks and how, like, you know, she has really good topics as well, too. So I thought it was a good idea. But you already got one of our topics anyway.
That's
so
funny.
It's on the right path.
Yeah,
so
but
the first one at that.
People literally think I'm so ignorant, you know, when I'm compared to you, because, like, I'm really, we're from the South,
yeah.
You know, so it's like black and white. And I need to
they
let people know
that.
That.
They call me the conservative queen over here.
Yeah. It's literally like black and white. I didn't even know the difference of Hispanics until I got out to LA. Mm-hmm. And I'm a kid. I'm telling you, like, if you wasn't black and white, you was just Spanish. You was Mexican.
I knew the difference, but I understand what she's saying 1,000%.
You ain't know nothing about Guatemalan and
no,
shit
I
like
did,
that.
Guatemalan?
First of all.
What we love about LA is that it's so culturally diverse and that you can be whatever you want to be. Like I've said before, like, and people will be like, that's not where it's at, where I'm at in the South. But like, to us, like, it's just like you any type of Latino, you Mexican, you any type of Asian,
if you're not black, you white.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like those two type of dynamics. And like I literally don't think I'm a conservative either. I agree with
you're just Southern.
No,
that's what it is.
I'm Southern, but I also agree with the, like, it isn't fair to me if I agree with something that this party says, and I have to be like, okay, let me just base everything off this one party when I understand both aspects of it. I'm a well-versed person, so I am very
multidimensional.
Because as a lesbian, I feel like NLE Choppa was gay baiting. You know what I'm saying?
So I was just about to say, so do you think he was gay baiting? His response was, he's saying that he's a confident straight man and that people have a problem with that.
I never thought he was a gay man, but I watch a lot of, I be on X and porn just comes flowing down my timeline. I say that.
Yeah.
So I just be on X and I see straight men You know, some of them might be bisexual, but they ain't recording the porn. Mm-hmm. I tell you that. But it's like some dudes that be catering to their gay audience, and that audience, and that don't mean that they're gay, but they know their audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But right now, that or what? Is we fucking or what? That's a gay tune. Right now, that shit, I love it.
I mean, you know that NLE Choppa has a gay brother who's pretty close in age to him. Mm-hmm. So I feel like...
No, I didn't know.
Yes. And he goes with him everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, his whole family be with him everywhere.
Is we fucking or what?
So I know for a fact that he is very comfortable within his sexuality. He's not somebody who is homophobic because he has a sibling who is gay. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, you know, he loves his brother. Like, you feel me? Like, that's his brother. So I just think that he's open to it. Obviously, like, when guys are like looked at as sex symbols, obviously they're gonna have men and women like, you know, oh my god, you're so fine,
your sex symbol.
And I mean, hey, if he gay baiting, I mean, I guess so. I mean, that if that's some of his audience, then show them abs, show your little pubic
area. I got a question.
What
do you like your man in stockings and thongs?
No.
So no, you have you ever heard of Playgirl before today? I mean, before
Playgirl?
NLE Choppa.
I didn't actually know even what that is.
He got recognition for it. But my thing with the NLE Choppa gay baiting situation is that I've met him, like, he's on the podcast, and we met him personally.
He's
hella cool. And anytime people ask me about guests, I'm like, NLE was one of my favorite because he was just so personable and he was a sweetheart. And I don't even get gay vibes from him.
I don't either.
The thing with me is that what is a fine line between like, a certain amount of clout or like the clout or confusion. It's just a lot that goes on to me and like confidence and you know what I'm saying?
I mean, NLE Choppa I don't think NLE Choppa would get his dick sucked by a gay dude, but Prince would have.
Okay.
R.I.P.
No, he's watching a video of Prince and his ass and he's like really doing outperforming.
Did the little turnaround and his ass was out and he did a little pimp.
You see it with the yellow outfit on? I just recently seen that one.
I'm just saying, like, I really get straight vibes from him, but he's going to cater, like, I'm comfortable in my sexuality, so I'm going to, you know, feed into this shit. Mm-hmm. I don't get gay from him.
Yeah.
I really get a straight man from him.
Yeah.
But hey, I don't care. I know I'm sexy. Fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a problem with it. Also, I think that, you know, he's like into like that, like fashion shit too. Mm-hmm. And like fashion people just in them, they do weird shit. Like just
they be metrosexuals.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have no problem with it. If he's gay baiting, I guess. Okay. He's gay baiting. Like, fuck it.
To me, I'm like,
I feel like women that eat ass, they feel differently about that shit.
I've never eaten ass. But also, I feel like there's a fine line to me. Like, I would probably tell my man, all right, you're doing a little too much. Put them drawers up. You know what I'm saying? If I'm just being honest with it, I would have been like, all right, put them little drawers up. Mm-hmm. But there are situations for everything. Like, I don't think I would be able to date a man. And I'm not saying that he's gay, straight, anything. I'm not even putting his sexuality into it. I don't think I would be able to date a content-making ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't be able to date those men.
So that would be off limits for you? For
no, not that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if I would be able to date those type of men, like the ones who do specifically just those type of like that type of style, like who are also catering to a gay audience. I wouldn't be able to deal with that type of person. I just wouldn't personally.
I mean, I have before. I have dealt with men who, you know, have done photo shoots and do little artsy things like that. I don't really care.
There's a difference between artsy fartsy too.
You straight women deal with so much, you know what I'm saying? Because like me as a lesbian, if I was straight, I don't want my man sucking dick either. You know what I'm saying? I feel shy.
Thank you.
No, I mean,
sorry.
Look, that is completely fair. No,
I don't
want my man to suck dick either. Like,
but if it happens,
like,
it happens.
A dream of mine. But I mean, if I had two very fine. I'm not even getting into this conversation again.
No.
Anyways, so yeah. I mean, yeah, I've dated guys like that, so I don't know.
It's kind
of annoying having like super fine sex symbol guys though. I'm not going to lie. It is kind of annoying. Like, I'm a little bit okay with a guy not having all that attention because as I used to always say that I don't get jealous in relationships or anything, but I kind of do. If they don't give me enough attention in public, like
Jalen Hurst's wife got to be the strongest bitch alive right now, literally. Because
you think,
yeah, that man.
Oh
is
yeah,
getting,
people are obsessed.
They are
with
obsessed
Jalen Hurst.
With him. But I don't think. I don't think anything's wrong with NLE leaning into the sex symbol role at all. Personally, for me, dating wise, I don't think it would be like. I think it would be something that I'd be like, all right, stop doing that, because I also know. I know a guy who's straight, two guys who's straight actually, who have one has an OnlyFans. And
I thought you dated a bisexual guy before.
Who?
I'm not gonna put his name out.
You know what's crazy?
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? He would give the he gave the hella gay. Yes,
yeah,
but
yeah.
He was very like manly. It was so confusing, and I would never. Saying this out loud, like, but being honest, I would never like take him like seriously. Like that was just like a you know what I'm saying? I would never like be. Like,
I would
all right,
hope you're not
I'm
either.
Married.
You know.
You know. I would never do that. Either. But what I was saying was there's two men that I know, and he's like one has an OnlyFans, and he's like honestly, most of my fans
are men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's doing and
they men got money.
Exactly.
They paying.
And another one who be posting like you know his penises and stuff. Like, I just feel like I don't know.
I'm not doing all that.
Leah told me
I'm not posting his penis, but he be posting like his get ready with me's penis like penis hanging.
I don't even like that.
That's what I'm. That's
like
what
that.
I'm saying. I don't think I would be able to
don't
like
be
date
showing
that.
My wiener.
Do you want
exactly.
the bills paid or what?
I don't know if I could date that. That's what I'm talking
I don't
about.
Want. I don't. I'm not going to date a male porn star. I'll
it's not
honest.
A porn star. He's just a sex symbol.
That's what I'm saying about a content making.
I don't
ass
need
man.
All that extra.
Not a gigolo.
That's what I'm saying about a content making.
What if he like was that. A gigolo? He ain't posting it, but he a gigolo.
What's a gigolo?
Fucking on like he's an escort.
Like he's an escort.
Oh,
a male escort.
No.
Oh, there I'm was that thing. Wait, who was a male escort on Love Is Blind or something?
I don't know.
It was one of those reality shows, and it was like he was an escort. Oh, it was Sex in the City. I'm lying.
What's his name's boyfriend?
Yeah,
I'm crying.
I got a quick question. Hold on. Would y'all date somebody with Tourette's?
That's not funny.
We're editing that out.
No, it's a show.
Disability.
No, it's a show out on Netflix right now, and Lil be asking me dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if I had to do this? What if I had to, and she had asked me, what if?
Oh my goodness.
No.
I don't know.
Did you watch the show though?
I haven't watched it, but I will say this. I would see her TikToks. I would scroll past them sometimes, and sometimes I'm glad that she's bringing awareness to it because like Tourette, like you know,
Billy.
The
girl.
Beverly or something like that.
The girl
Bevan.
Who got TikTok names, now she got a show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I
hers
was.
She has the verbal, yeah, like the stream mm-hmm. type of fucking tourist.
So I would see, like her clips or whatever, and I would, me personally, if I see them, I would think I'd be like, she doing a lot. Like, I'm like, is she making these up?
No. To you a can sense? Tell she's
and
then, not.
And that's why I'm like, it would be so extreme to me where I'd be like, she can't make this up. Like, this is just like, these are just like outlandish, like outbursts. What do you think? She making it up?
No, she's
not. I don't think she's making it up, but it's like, why does it have to be so sexual? That's the whole thing.
Well, she doesn't have control.
She can't control it.
It'd be like really sexual, like f***ing vagina, like vagina pussy.
But I did actually a paper on Tourette's when I was in school, so
I'm crying.
I know a little bit about it. But it's uncontrollable, and you can't control what becomes a tick. It could be anything you hear. It could be the most vulgar thing, some random shit. Like, it just doesn't matter, and it could stick with you for years. Like,
would you date somebody with it? You're so understanding.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never met a man with Tourette's. If he was the man of my dreams, I guess. Like, I don't know. I've never been in that predicament.
Yeah. I just wouldn't be able to take it. I would probably.
I feel like you would.
I would.
I would. You would be so understanding.
With Tourette's, but I'd be like, I'd just be.
Clowning. Yeah.
I don't know.
But also, sometimes it's really bad, and sometimes it's like not as bad.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever.
Like, I know Billie Eilish gets ticks.
I'd date somebody on the spectrum.
I'm on the spectrum.
Me too. So, hey,
I'm the only one.
You're on a spectrum. You're on a spectrum.
Okay, so speaking of all of these things, let's talk about Dwight Howard because he's back up in the news and stuff because, you know, his baby mama, Royce Reed, came out and was basically like, yes, she knows about. Oh, she went on Cam Newton.
She went on Cam Newton's thing.
She said she has seen her ex engage intimately with men. I don't really know why this is news. We Ben knew this. He even came out as bisexual. So, like, I don't really understand the whole. I thought she was under NDA. Did it expire? I'm confused. Like, I'm dead eye serious. Like, when she did Love and Hip Hop, she was under an NDA.
Wait, really? He said he was bisexual?
Yes.
Yeah, he said that? Oh, he said he loves who he loves.
He came out as bisexual, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is not really news. Whatever. Okay. He's bisexual. Cool. Men sometimes like men and also women. Like, it's just, okay. And he's also engaged to
Amy.
And their relationship is facing backlash because Dwight's alleged past with transgender men or women. Should someone's past matter in their current relationship? Would you feel comfortable if your partner had questionable past with their sexuality? Y'all know my answer.
What's yours?
Hey, if I signed up for a lesbian relationship, I expect you to be cheating on me with some coochie.
So what would happen, though? Like, how would you feel if a girl cheated on you with a man?
I will feel devastated.
Really?
Yes.
It's like crazy. Because, like, you know, with guys, sometimes guys don't care if their girlfriend cheats on them with girls.
They be caring. I don't know what the fuck you thought. They be caring.
I've asked that many a time.
Yeah, they be fucking too. I've caring. Asked too. Although, and they turn into homophobic niggas too. Like they be caring. Like they care. I know a dude. I don't know him.
But not a stud. I'm saying like if a girl, like let's say I'm in a relationship and then I hook up with another like femme girl. I've had guys be like, no, I honestly wouldn't care.
Have you ever bumped coochies before?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Queen lesbo over here. You asking that question to her?
I'm just saying, like, yes. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but yeah.
No, a lot of men have told me that they wouldn't, like, if men that are, like,
are you supposed to be holding that?
Men that have been really like in love with me, they've said they wouldn't care who it is. Yeah, if I were to care. Do something like that, it would be considered cheating to them. You know what I'm saying? So they'd be like, no, I don't care if it's a woman, a butch, straight.
Well,
femme,
guys are all that. Everybody is different.
Yeah, everybody's different for sure. Yeah. So you would be it would be a problem for you if a woman had dated men prior to you and then became like just straight.
I don't like bi bitches. I like lesbians.
You like just lesbians? That? What do you feel like the difference is?
I have to worry about my bitch liking two sexes versus just liking one. There you go. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just stress about one.
That's fair.
Let me just stress about one. I got stressed about dick and coochie. Like, yeah, come on, man. It's too much.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I be like, ooh, I hate to be a straight woman that's messing with a down low man. Like, that's like, it's one thing for me as a lesbian to, you know, not my wife, but somebody I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. Getting caught sucking dick, it's a woman. That's what you're supposed to do. But a man getting caught sucking dick, I don't know. I'm not saying that ain't what you're supposed to do, but it's just like, it ain't looked down upon.
Okay, so
would you ever suck a man's dick?
It bitch, yeah.
Leave that girl alone.
That's one thing I pride myself on. You know, never sucking dick.
Never
sucking
dick.
She had a boyfriend in high school,
I did.
Y'all.
I've had sex with
him. Shout out to him. No, wait. Okay. Them. Another random lesbian question, just because I'm interested. So what do you think? Because this is something that I genuinely tell myself, like, I don't think I would ever really be able to fully be in a relationship with a woman because I feel like when we argued and got into it bad, I would physically fight her. Mm-hmm. Because I'd be wanting to physically fight my boyfriends, but I know, don't get too crazy.
Yeah,
this
man can throw
you through the wall.
Yeah.
Right. But if I knew in my head, like, I could go toe-to-toe and it was something crazy argument, I would. I know I would.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, I feel you. You get your ass beat. That's all I'm going to say.
But it's still, I'm going to clean this up.
Is it domestic violence?
It's still considered domestic violence.
It is.
Domestic violence
is
two girls fighting.
I don't care how the fuck y'all dress this up.
For real.
I feel you. I'm not a man. It's two women. I don't care if I'm lifting heavy.
Is it domestic violence?
I ain't gonna lie. I saw this video of this stud stealing on this girl, and she wasn't fighting back. And I was like, "Oh, that stud need her ass beat."
Yeah.
You know, you saw that video too.
No, I think I did.
Yeah. She was like just stole on, and the girl wasn't fighting back.
And then she got hit by the guy.
Yeah, and this dude came up and beat her. I was like, "Hey, somebody needed to do it." She wasn't stopping.
Yeah, that was not right.
She wasn't stopping.
Also,
no, I didn't see that.
Also, what I've said before is like sometimes I just don't understand why like some masculine stud women feel like they are men. Like
who's masculine? No,
but like they really feel like they can't.
Those are
their ass beat as well.
Those
we
are
if you can, no, no, no. If you can say
I'm
that
a
we
lesbian.
Can,
I don't care, bitch.
Fair.
It's called
is that
standard.
A bad word?
It's called yes. Don't call me one because I'm not one. But it's some
you
people
that
be
saying
yeah, I know
you be saying it. I told her not to.
It's he said Amber said we can't say that.
Yeah, don't call me one. But it's some masculine women that don't mind you calling them that. They like yeah, we some dykes, bitch. Don't call me one.
Oh my goodness.
It's usually the younger studs. Like I'm
baby stud.
Yeah. I'm not on that. Like, I'm older. I'm old school. I'm low-key heterosexual stud.
That is so funny.
She'd be like, bitch, my cycle on, too. What are we going to eat? What are we going
to
do?
Yeah, cater to me. Open my door.
That's not fair. Look, I'm just kidding. It is.
Yeah, I'm a woman. Fuck you talking about.
I'm crying.
But then it's like, that's why, I mean, I don't know. It's just difficult to me because I'm like, I like the gender norms in relationships sometimes. Like, I like to be treated like a, you know, a princess. I like for my doors to be open. Like, I like.
You don't
I
think
don't
a man
want
wants his door
things.
Open?
No. What the?
I've been wanting to buy men flowers all the time.
Don't do that whole ass shit.
I really
but
be
like,
wanting
buy
to.
Him a bottle or something. Like,
I remember one time I bought a guy flowers and he threw them across.
Yeah, buy him a bottle or something. Something he
like
can actually use.
Flowers.
I'd be wanting to buy men flowers and do stuff for them.
He's
I don't know
your bitch.
Like, I love being awful.
I do like doing like the cute little like you know put doing like facials and like do cleaning their nails.
But then
maybe
acting
nails,
like they don't
like
that.
That.
I don't like
they
that.
They love
shit.
That.
Don't
they
be like
Katie. Yeah, give them a massage or something. That means way more than buying them some flowers.
I'm not good at massages.
I think flowers are the use.
I'm not.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I hate the flowers. The whole little flower thing, they're just like useful.
I don't really care for the flowers.
It's a gesture.
It's the thought, though.
It's the gesture.
So much money wasted in the flowers.
I've had my fair share of flowers. When that guy sent me the 1,000 flowers, I said, he could have gave me the money for this.
Yeah.
Just like, you know how y'all feel like insurance is scam? I feel like that too. Flowers are scam. Like, come on, bro.
They're not a scam.
I don't think they're a scam,
but I mean, I'm not trying to say it like that, but I have received a lot of flowers.
Yeah.
And I just be like.
And the money would have been better.
I've gotten my fair share of flowers too, and I want the gifts. You know? I was like,
she has gotten her fair share of flowers.
And remember, after a certain point, I had to start giving people in the street. I was like, look, this is enough. And now I'm like, where's the diamonds, the rubies, the pearls?
Right. That's what I want.
Where is that?
Literally, when I was just with an old friend, I was like, and if you're thinking of getting me any gifts, I would like a tennis necklace, please. plant it in the ear so that you know this is what I actually want.
And instead of when you say I don't want flowers anymore, they take it as nothing.
What's the most
y'all have tricked on a guy? Not even tricking. What you would do for your guy?
I've spent almost $10,000.
At one time, probably about the same.
I've spent a lot of money. Yeah. I spent like $10,000
at one time.
Like you know, like a birthday.
But they gotta be your man, just like not know.
Gotta be my man.
Gotta be.
I'll spend, you know, like maybe like 500 to 1,000 if I'm dating somebody.
She be ready. Miss Big Trick over here. She be ready to.
But I'm also quick to return some shit. You know, I'm quick to return some shit.
She be ready to spend a sack on like the first meetup.
No,
I'd be like,
honestly though. So how much do y'all expect the man to spend on y'all like in the first 3 months?
I don't have an expectation. I think that everybody's different, but also I don't like cheap shit. And I'll tell people that straight up. I don't like cheap shit, and it will make me cringed out because I'm not used to cheap shit. So if you do some cheap shit, I'm looking at you like,
I'm a little bit more reasonable and understanding when it comes to that. I am. I'm just being honest. Yeah. Like, I'm a little bit more reasonable and understanding because it's just like, I know, like, you don't got to do the most that soon, that sudden. And I'm just more like, because I'm like, I'm not going to do the most that soon, that sudden. Like, I've had men for years that I'm like, I barely spent a dollar on. And then next thing you know, I get in a relationship and I'm spending $10,000 on something.
But you could do something thoughtful, too, that we've talked
about. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm not putting it on a monetary basis.
I
don't know, because
I think that y'all be giving L.A. dating a bad rep.
LA dating is terrible.
I've never dated in LA, so I really wouldn't know.
I have only dated one person in LA. I've lived here for 400 years. Yeah. I don't fucking know. I've dated really for real one person in LA.
Yeah.
That I was really with.
Mm.
And ain't never dated nobody else. Everybody I've dated has been out of state.
I have never seriously dated someone in LA. And I put the quote, the bold italic underline under serious. I really have never seriously dated someone in LA. I've dated around and I've had fun dating. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't really
you have
like,
dated
I'm so confused
in LA.
What the fuck you're saying.
Seriously, who have I dated in LA?
Yeah, a few, right? Yeah.
Like what?
Who have I taken seriously? I've only had like two serious boyfriends.
Now I'm not talking about boyfriends. We're talking about dating.
Like dating.
Somebody you like, somebody you've been on and off with.
Yeah,
somebody,
not
okay.
even just dating.
We're not
going to
put your name up.
We name him. Gotta
seriously,
name him.
I'm gonna bleep it. Name him. Oh, I loved him.
Exactly. What the hell? Anyway.
But he wasn't from LA.
Okay.
You don't want me to say mine.
Who?
The one I thought was gay.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so that's at least two, which is fair.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't really date in LA. Like, I don't be like a serious.
And it's the thing. Y'all be like, I don't really date, but the pussy don't be single. Like, that's what I'm saying.
And
like,
it don't.
That's what I don't know about you.
Okay, exactly. But I recycle the same ween. Like, for like when I am sleeping with somebody, I'll recycle the same ween for years.
That's good.
I will.
As long as you recycle.
Huh?
I say, long as you recycle.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
What
no,
saying?
I can't just have all
I just get,
yeah.
No, like, I've had fat. Like, believe me, every woman, if you ain't had a phase, you probably need one. They know that that ain't what you want.
Yeah.
But,
I had no whole phase.
What?
I regret mine.
Oh, I was about to say, you gonna lie and say you ain't had a
no,
whole
yeah,
phase?
No, yeah, I did. I regret. I don't have one, man. It's so many
it's
bitches.
It's crazy when you know somebody for years and you be like,
yeah, it's so many bitches that I shouldn't even touch them hoes. Yeah.
Can't even lie. I honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I've had some questionable moments, but I've never really been, like, full-fledged deep in, like, some hoe shit. You know what I'm saying?
So I can say
like, I've never been full-fledged deep in some hoe shit, but I have done, like, kind of
hoe
things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not, like, I'm not, like, a super slut.
What are hoe things?
You know, hoe things, like, talking to more than one person or,
that's
like.
That's not hoe things.
You know.
That's talking. Were you fucking them all at one time? That's
no,
hoe things.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that's hoe things.
I remember playing this game with this, like, it was, like, this bad girl, too, like, this bad bitch. And, like, we were playing this, like, Never Have I Ever. And somebody was, like, somebody's Never Have I Ever was sleep with four people in one day.
Ooh.
beautiful girl, and we was around some niggas. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow.
And she told the truth.
It'd be the prettiest ones. It'd be the prettiest ones.
And we used to tell our nephews that all the time.
It'd be the prettiest ones. They'd be having low self esteem, man.
I'm like, oh my god, and I was looking at her like, and the guy was like, for real?
Damn.
Yeah. And I'm like, girl. Please.
I think that just
that's whole shit to me.
Yeah, to me, I think that my pride is so big that I can't just have no guy be like, oh yeah, I slutted her out for real and treated her like shit. Like, I can't do that. Like,
yeah,
no. Like, you might be able to say, okay, you know, I went on a couple dates with her and I did hit, but you're not just about to say,
like, all right, we went on a date. You know,
I listened to the podcast.
You know, but you know, you can't just say podcast. You did the most. Yeah. But since we're on the topic of being controversial. This whole episode. So basically, there was this. Actually, I thought the girl was 600 pounds. You put 490 pounds.
She said, "How?"
She was 498.
Okay, 490.
Too damn big. How about that?
I actually saw a very funny tweet about this before.
Talking about a forklift?
They said no. Okay, so first of all, let's tell y'all even what's going on. So basically, this lady who is very big, 498 pounds, called the Lyft driver, and the Lyft driver was like, "No, you too big." And then she sued Lyft for discrimination. Also, people be mad because bigger people would be mad because on the planes as well. They are like, oh, I have to buy two seats.
There's no accountability. Have you heard, I listen to the podcast. You fly first class a lot. I be in the back. So when I'm in the back, say like I recently just flown Southwest and it's like first come, first
serve. I'll be flying Southwest sometimes.
That was my first time.
Quick flight, 30 minutes.
Yeah,
max.
Yeah. But first come, first serve. And like I got in the front. That's the only way some people ever sit first class if you're on Southwest. Let me tell you that right now. Yeah. And it's no first class. But anyway, so I'm sitting in the middle and the dude's not big. Mm-hmm. He's not over. He's just a normal sized guy. But it's like, he's spilling over into the seat with me. So imagine this 498-pound motherfucker.
I had that happen.
You know what I'm saying?
Not long ago, actually.
You can't even, like, I'm uncomfortable in the middle, you know, because I want to get off the plane first.
I'm so tiny, no one can ever touch me.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's a little toothpick in the seat.
I don't ever want to say I'm fat shaming, but y'all got to lose that motherfucking weight.
Like, okay, I screenshot something that she posted today. Amber. She said
she posted it publicly.
She posted it publicly.
And I mean it.
And she said, no accountability. Shake my head. I low-key blame Lizzo when she was hyping up this kind of behavior. She not as loud about losing weight as she was about being big. Peep.
Not for real. Okay. She's not as loud about losing the weight. She'll be posting like 1 or 2, 3 days a week. You know what I'm saying? But when she was big, like, yes.
But you know,
big.
She quit posting because she got dragged for that whole lawsuit with her team. And she just came out on Keke Palmer and said that she took a big hiatus from social media. And that was the reason why she don't post. I'm just having your back, Lizzo, because I know that's the truth. I heard you say it on Keke Palmer. But wait, okay. With the plane thing, I do think accountability needs to be taken. You do not get to have a free seat just because you don't fit in one seat. That's not okay. And then with the Lyft driver thing, it's like, I understand it's discrimination, but like at that size, you are at a size where like you like type need help like getting in the car and like shit like that. Like,
and girl, it's a normal size car, bitch. I can't. Yeah. If you want one weight on side of my car, you're fucking up my suspenders, bitch. Like, it ain't even about that. Like, what are you talking? You're not even trying to be funny. Why are y'all so understanding?
We literally were saying that.
Lose the weight, bitch. Like, no, I don't care.
Also, Amber's in the gym a lot, so clearly.
I don't honestly care about that.
She's a gym
honestly,
person.
Amber has been very vocal about it. Literally, when we did our vision board party, Amber, I had some gray sweatpants on, and Amber said, I need to work on my ass. And
because it is a little flat.
It's literally not.
It's nice.
And you got them on.
Hey, she thick. She thick. She thick.
Imagine what it'll look like if you did some squats, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
So my thing is about it. So this is the question I had. Is it discrimination or is it a valid safety concern? For me, I feel like, first of all, if you hear the video and you see the video.
She was out of breath saying, talking in that bitch.
The car seemed like it was on his last limb, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? The car, the that engine too. Was really running loud as hell.
He said, baby, this car ain't gonna make it.
So it's like, and also that man lost his job. I feel bad for that situation. And then the Lyft apologized.
She and that bitch like, so I can't get in the car.
Oh my God.
Okay, never mind.
Don't cancel us, cancel her.
No, I don't care. Lose the weight, bitch.
I'm just kidding. No, but no, I do understand.
It's a health concern.
Well, it's health. Yeah, it's unhealthy.
Well, when I got my cholesterol rated, that really opened my eyes to a lot because I look a certain way.
She's small.
I'm small, but it did show me that, like, I can look the way I look, and I can't, and I probably won't be as healthy as people would deem because I look this way. So mm-hmm. there are probably some people that are bigger and might be healthier than me to, like, blood body ratio standards or whatever it's called.
Oh, I don't know
the test comparison. About. But I will agree with you, and I understand what you're saying, because to me, it's like, don't push that norm. That's not the norm, and America is an obese.
Obese.
Yeah, like Big X, the plug. I love his music, but he over here showing off his $500,000 watches yeah. and shit. Invest that in your health.
Yeah.
I love your music. I want to enjoy that over the years. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You're not going to be here much longer if you keep getting bigger and just buying jewelry and not investing in your health.
Right.
Do you think that's because social media has normalized?
No, I think it's a you problem. And it's a personal seriously, it's a personal mm-hmm. problem, and people just don't give a fuck.
No, and I do agree. And also, like, I understand, like, the whole, like, body positivity movement has made a lot of people feel like, oh, I can just, you know, be big and whatever because I'm not going to get judged mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. But, like, yeah, at some point you can't be expecting a freaking free seat on a goddamn airline, and you can't be expecting this broke down Buick to be able to carry you when it's on its last limb. And that's really no shade, because I'm all for body positivity, everyone, whatever, but we must get real at some yeah. point. Like
she could, he was so sweet about it. He was just like,
honestly, my tires are tired.
He did not say that.
He was just like, I can't. He was like,
my tires are very
and she
tired.
Was like, that's what threw her over the edge. She was like, you talking about tires?
But I mean, girl, what do you expect? Like, cause I would be pissed if I was in a broke down ass car and I like, I really can't help you, and I'm trying to be nice about it, and then you go sue me and sue
yeah,
the company.
Yeah, I need,
like,
to post a picture of her standing next to the lawyers. No, dead ass, because she was out of line, bro. Like, I'm not even trying to fat shame, but it's just unreasonable.
She's crying, laughing.
Y'all, okay, we about to play the word game with Amber, and then also I have some advice as well that I
can. I say what the people say, they want more than 5 minutes or 2 minutes of advice too, just to let y'all know. Hurry
we don't
up.
Care about what them damn people say. No, I'm just okay. You want to do it?
Did you have any words too? No. These are the only ones I came.
No, these are fine.
Oh, I'll do more than that I have in my head.
Oh, you have some in your head.
I guess, because I thought you was going to have some. That's why I only put it.
Okay.
All right, so this the word game is basically like, just say the first word that comes to your mind. Mm-hmm. It might be a question. It might be just a word or a person or anything like that. So just say the first word that comes to your mind. First thing that comes to your mind. Megan Thee Stallion.
Fine.
Pronouns.
Her.
Gambling.
Addicted.
These are very spot on.
Biggest ick.
Fat people.
Immigration. Oh!
Deportation.
Trump.
That nigga just did some shit.
All right. Very good. Very good. Okay.
Very good.
Okay. So I have some advice. I think this is actually some interesting advice. Because usually our advice is like, my man cheated and I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Leave or stay. Okay. So here's the advice. Hi, Shy and Winter. I wanted to ask advice on how to be more secure in the bedroom. I always get shy and insecure when my boyfriend wants to eat me out or turn the lights on. I know my nunu is clean and smells fine. It's just the look of it and how I'm built. I don't have Winter's fat ass or Shy's flat stomach, and I just want your words of wisdom and opinions. Oh, and I love your podcast so much.
Okay, let me just show y'all another thing. Don't think that, you know, I have a big stomach.
Yeah, she is big as hell, big as a house. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I think that this is actually good advice, though.
Okay.
I feel it, because I don't really like, well, I used to not, like, be wanting to, like, bust my coochie all open for everybody. Like, I just be like, you know, back up, back up, back up. But I don't know. I guess, like, as I got older, I just don't really care. Mm. And, I mean, if this person wants to stick their ween-ween in you, like, they gonna have to be okay with how your body looks, you know?
I don't know. No, what do you think?
So, you know what's funny? I asked Amber, because Amber told me a few episodes ago, she was just like, y'all, like, straight girls have different issues with their bodily functions. And this is what I wanted to ask you on here, and speak it how you speak it. She said straight women be having different bodily functions and fluids that be going on with them versus, like, women who are gay. Like, mm-hmm. how you say y'all don't be having, like...
Lesbian pussy is the best pussy on the face of the earth.
Oh, you're biased.
Which no, I'm dead any, ass. Y'all don't have ever get no yeast infections, no BV, no UTIs, no nothing?
No. Really? Honestly, no. I really don't have yeast infections or BV or anything. The only thing I have is hygienitis. And yeah. I could be an advocate for that.
I mean, I could see that. I mean, obviously, that does kind of make sense, because no,
yeah, no, dick, no, dick literally throws your vagina, PH yeah, off. Like, for sure. And especially if they over there sleeping with other people too. Like, mm-hmm. it literally, even with the condom, that shit yeah. is not, it's, I literally.
Even a man's mouth can honestly, I guess I don't know about no mouth. Too. But I have, yeah, I have a very sensitive vagina. Like, I'll have to have a man, I need you to brush your teeth. I need you to wash your hands. Don't think you're about to even get near my coochie, because I just know I can't handle all these bacterias mm-hmm. in your nails, in your mouth. If you just ate a freaking crab boil and now you're trying to come at me, like, no.
To burn your coochie.
That yeah, happened some coochie to me. After that some
crawfish.
Yes, that happened to me.
Some crawfish.
Yeah. I told that story. Yeah. That happened to me a long time ago.
Wait, tell the story. Tell the story.
Wait, what?
I ate some coochie at some crop. My mama gonna watch this. I do not eat coochie, mama. I do not
what,
do that.
What she think you've been doing all these years? But no, literally hugging. The story, literally, fresh out of high school, actually. Like, we had went on the lake to, like, eat crawfish and mm-hmm. stuff or whatever.
Burnt
and
your
then
shit up.
Burnt, literally, you know, get down to it, one thing after another. I was like.
He had the extra spicy crab oil.
Extra spicy crab oil on his lips. And I was like, oh,
burnt
my
your,
God.
Burnt
I thought
shit
I had to
up.
Go to the hospital. And that would be so embarrassing. Imagine crab oil pussy. That's crazy.
God, yeah. I don't even want to kiss nobody after a crab oil for about 3 days.
But, yeah, man, like, when y'all be over here talking about, yeah, man, I got this horrible discharge. I'm like, because.
Okay, first of all, I don't be talking about no horrible discharge. If anything, I'm talking about having a UTI on this bitch maybe twice.
Yeah,
in 2 years.
Listen, when I fucked with a
she be all you're talking about terrible discharge.
UTIs couple getting fucked too hard, a dirty dick. That's all I'm saying.
I
no, that's not true. With UTIs, you have to pee after sex.
100%.
That's mm-hmm. what that's where UTIs come
you have
from.
To pee after sex. So,
but I mean, to me, to go
I'm
back
speaking
to,
on, I'm speaking on a lesbian perspective.
So every single lesbian coochie you've come across, it just be sparkly clean.
I could tell who has some dick. That's what I can tell you.
Wow,
motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to tell you. And for y'all to be like, I just don't care about head. Ain't nobody ever eat y'all coochie
because a man
did,
doesn't
right?
have a vagina. Men are not going to know how to eat coochie as good as a woman is. Obviously, we know exactly
what
to do.
I won't subscribe to that.
But then again, I can't really say that because I just don't really care for it.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
general.
That's because y'all never had it right. That's
I've had good head maybe yeah. once or twice.
That's
it was
are you
I.
To how convert us to lesbianism?
No, I don't give a fuck about what
you
y'all
do. Convert me.
Y'all,
yeah,
honestly, y'all had too much dick for my life.
Because you haven't had really any, so.
Y'all have had way too much. But my thing is, that's the reason why. Y'all would really
Christ.
Be head crazy. Like, I used to look down on girls in high school. They'd be like, yeah, I sucked his dick. Did you make him eat your coochie?
Yeah, no. I'm not just sucking yeah. ween for no reason.
Yeah, that's what they'll be doing. Like, why do y'all just out here sucking dick and not getting your coochie ate?
I mean, yeah.
I never said that it was that type. It wasn't that type
that's
of thing.
That's you.
Way. What? You don't even know me.
Nah, I don't know.
Known her for years. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, okay, guys.
No, I didn't. We
what?
Didn't answer it. We didn't answer her question.
Oh, God. We,
just,
we
went
on
a
tangent.
Yeah,
what's your
to
thing?
Me, I feel like my opinion is based on just getting comfortable with yourself first, because I've had that issue before. And, you know, the advice that was given to me was be comfortable with yourself. Play with yourself. Figure that situation out. Do, you know, like, look in the mirror and, like, mm-hmm. like say some shit. Like, I look good. This is fine. This is great. Like, you know, like, you got to speak life into yourself first before you expect anybody else to be doing it. Affirmate that pussy. That's what you got. That's what I think you should be doing.
Put that on a t-shirt.
You know what I'm saying?
I just think bitches with good pussy wouldn't even have to worry about that.
No, okay. That's not true, because you still
people do
question.
Have insecurities.
You have insecurities
have
and questionable.
Go to the gym.
What?
Oh my
okay.
God.
No, y'all
okay.
saying
you,
all
you,
this.
You asked why the reason you be getting hate and be arguing back on comments because
hey,
you be saying
no, I'm
shit.
Literally being realistic and people don't like that shit. It's no. like she don't like, I don't have a flash
but she don't
like shot.
Okay,
she literally came on here comparing her to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But she might still be having to find herself, so she has to put those affirmations towards everything.
I mean, I've always had a nice body pretty much my whole life. I'm just saying, wait, let me finish the sentence. I've pretty much always had a nice body, and I have felt insecure as well
yeah,
to, like,
exactly.
be doing shit
why?
Like that.
Why? Because
so.
You didn't have enough body.
No, I felt insecure, and sometimes men can
I always had body.
No, men can put those people negative perceptions on you as well. I've had negative... I've had insecurities just from, like, one little saying that someone might not even think that could, like, affect me. And I've thought about it for years.
Yeah, I used to not want, like, people looking at my butthole.
Yeah,
and
like,
looking
and you
at my
know,
coochie.
Mine is black. So, like, those type of things.
Okay, why do we have to constantly be reminded of your black little butthole? Yeah. I don't know why. But, yeah, so I guess that is our advice. So just, you know, speak affirmations into that cooch and love yourself. And if you want to change something, Amber's advice is to go to the gym. and, yeah.
Dead ass.
And make sure you guys, make sure you guys go get your tickets. We have Atlanta now available, New York and Arizona. And we have announced that on our page. The link is in our bio. And it's also down here in the description. We love you guys. So thank you for coming, Amber.
Thank you so much for coming on, Amber. Do you have anything that you want to say? Any place, any pages you want them to follow? Stuff like that.
No, just hire me. I do a lot. She does a lot.
So she filmed, actually, she filmed our one of our...
No, don't advertise that. I got other
Yeah, she filmed our little Mean Girls rollout for the LA show.
Yeah, she did, which was really good. And the editing was great about it. So what are you talking about? She has BTS, all type of stuff. Yeah, people love Instagram. What's your Instagram?
Amber DW. You should put that here.
Do it too.
Amber DW says, not D Ways. Amber DW says, thank you.
And all of that will be in our bio as well. Yes, and we also have new Patreons as well, you guys. So check that out. Everything will be in our bio. Check it out for every single thing. We have the tickets, Patreon, Amber, the photographers, everything. Mm-hmm. We love you. Bye.